Currently, learners are required to take courses at driving schools before sitting theory and practical tests. They have to pay for the courses upfront, and the schedule for the lessons and exams is decided by the schools, most of which are located in remote areas. Liu Zhao, head of the Traffic Management Bureau of the Ministry of Public Security, says the reform aims to offer more choices for learners and help them pick up skills more efficiently.
The draft incorporates a package of measures for reforms. In some regions where condition permits, learners with small cars can choose a way of getting driving lessons on their own. They can also choose when and where to take the test. The authority will carry out strict investigations of car accidents, and those who issued the driving license and offered training courses for the perpetrator could be held accountable.
According to the draft, drivers can apply for a driving license and take the licensing test in the city other than their hometown, which is currently not allowed in many places. From driving courses at school to finally passing the driving test, a learner usually has to pay various fees for the complicated procedure. To solve the problem, Yu Yahua, a senior official from the Ministry of Transport, says strict standards will be put forward to regulate the management of driving schools, and learners will pay only after the courses.
Using the method of billable hours can make the charging pattern of driving schools more transparent and help the learners get personalized training services. Learners could choose to buy training hours from training institutions. The method of pay after the courses will help the learners have a say in the whole process. The move will also help to promote management and service of driving schools.
The ministry will also nominate a number of pilot cities where learner drivers will be able to take tests without going through the courses. The draft covers a wide range of issues involved in the process for learners to get driving license. The official also said visually impaired learners will be required to take standardized eye tests and that schools will be punished for fraud. China has more than 320 million licensed drivers, with a number growing by 30 million every year. The authority is dedicated to improving conditions and making standards for the industries involved to ensure the benefits of the huge number of drivers in the country. For CRI, I'm Guiyan.